A poor man, named Isaac, from Krakow, had a recurring dream. In the dream, there was a treasure under a bridge of a faraway city. At some point, after dreaming that dream for many times, he decided to go on a journey and find the treasure. But when he reached the bridge, there was a soldier there who didn't let him come close. And for 3 days and nights, he attempted to come close to the bridge, and the soldier was standing there. At some point, the soldier asked him, what are you doing? Why are you here? And Isaac told him about the treasure and how he was trying to reach it. And the soldier said, what? A dream? This is why you're here? You shouldn't pay attention to your dreams. I have a recurring dream that in Krakow, in the oven of the house of a man named Isaac, there is a treasure waiting for him, for me. And Isaac went back home and found the treasure waiting for him in his own oven. And I really love this story, because I feel like it's almost, I mean, it's almost kind of the most basic guide for life, to always kind of look within yourself, within your close arena, for your treasures. You don't have to travel far. And also this eternal search, and how we kind of search and search for this treasure, and there is almost no way to make the journey shorter. You have to make the long journey to find the treasure. It's almost part of it. You can never find it first in the oven. You have to go far and then look for it. And there's also kind of this idea of the treasure always being so fleeting, always getting further and further away the more you look for it. I really love this story. I always loved it since I was a little girl. There is a belief in Judaism that the first year after somebody dies, he's still around. The person is still around, and because his soul is kind of has some unfinished business in this world. And there's all these kind of cycles of the elevation of the soul. Like there's the first week, and then it goes higher in the first month, and then within 11 months or 12 months, the soul kind of rises and rises until the date of the year of the person that passed away, the date of the death, and then the soul is released. And that during that year, you have access to that soul. And I've felt that before at times when I've lost people I love. And I wanted to listen to that, to listen to this piece is kind of circles around my grandfather, my beloved grandfather, who I really missed. And I wanted to take this opportunity with this work to try to hold on to him as much as I can, to these fleeting moments that kind of come to me in like these little flashes, just like a couple of weeks after I finished the piece last week, there was the date where he passed away, and so it was kind of this journey of looking for him, of looking for like the remnants of what I can access of his soul before he gets even further away. My family from both sides is very Hasidic, and I asked my mother where she knew this story, and she told me that the person who told her the story is the sister of my grandfather's mother. She used to read her, kind of tell her Hasidic stories to continue the way they grew up in Poland, and what they grew up with. They would tell the stories even in Hebrew.